second lots of thoughts. You guys are going to love this. So I just recently saw Avatar 2, which meant we also had to watch Avatar 1 again because I hadn't seen it for so many years. And there's a bit in the movie where she goes, "For such a child," because he's just like bumbling along in the forest, got no idea. She's like, "Such a child." That is me riding dressage in this way. I've never been one for long rides, but normally I would ride for between half an hour and 45 minutes because there's a lot of tricks to run through. Yeah, you got to do your shoulder in and your travers and your romper and then some half pass and then some changes and then some tempi changes and some pirouettes and some biap and passage. Because I didn't know any better. I was a child in the forest training what I knew I had to perform for the judge. Why wouldn't you do that? My thought would be like, that's how you train. So now training the body, training the basics, training the foundations, which will make all those other things better, I really, 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 really struggle. So if anyone out there is riding their horse for 5 to 10 minutes after their walk and then like going, "Oh God, I don't know what to do next," that's me. So it's really interesting watching the video because I'm watching my clock, because pretty much after 10 minutes, I'm done. So also with that ride with Jive, I had him good in the hand. I probably not good, but I had him better than what I've had in the past, and it felt good. And, the trot felt good. And I know Alicia was like, "It's a jog day, so we're not going to canter." So I was like, "Oh, what to do in the trot?" So I did some half pass, which was woeful. At least now I know that my half pass is woeful. And I was very, very slow to react to my woefulness. I still, for some reason, rode the whole line, which I now, thinking about it, should not have done. The minute, I should have done 3 steps and gone, "Yep, gone to shit, fix it," which I didn't. Baby steps. Will tomorrow. And I also played with Rising Trot Passage and Rising Trot Piaf. So I just wanted to let you guys know, like, if I was riding a prelim horse, literally I'd walk it for 10 minutes, ride it for 5 to 7 minutes, where I'm at right now with this stuff, and I would walk again and be done for the ride. Maybe it's just me, but I just wanted to put that out there in case anyone is feeling bad or guilty that they're not riding long enough and that they have an expectation that they should, in inverted commas, be doing something. Just know that I really struggle with it as well. Like, if you take tricks away from me, this basic stuff, I think it's just where I'm at. I'm hoping that I can start to add the tricks. Like, there was probably nothing wrong with me adding a half pass, but then what I did wrong was I shouldn't have done the line of the half pass. I should have done 2 steps half pass, gone to shit, fix it. 2 steps half pass, gone to shit, fix it. And that would have been a much better use of my time. So I think it's not black and white how it is in my brain. Ooh, I'm not allowed to do any tricks. Let me just cheat and do a trick. I think now it can be, if everything feels good and everything feels where it needs to be, let's do a trick to see if you can keep it within the trick. And then if you can't, go back to fix it. So that's also just some thoughts.